I could have danced all night. I could have danced all night.
That song, also The Rain in Spain, Wouldn't It Be Lovely, On the Street Where You Live. The musical My Fair Lady has some of the best-known songs in Broadway history. And it turns out the show originally had other tunes that almost nobody knows. Last night, seven songs that were dropped from the musical before its Broadway opening were performed at England's University of Sheffield. As NPR's Bob Mondello reports, some of them were being heard in public for the first time in almost 60 years.
When a Broadway musical feels as effortlessly right as Lerner and Lowe's version of Pygmalion did to audiences in 1956, it's easy to imagine that it simply sprang to life that way. Not My Fair Lady. It was first conceived as a vehicle for Mary Martin, but she didn't want to do it. Then it was reworked for Julie Andrews and Rex Harrison, and by the time it finally got into rehearsal, five songs had already been cut, and still it was way too long. If you want an audience to beg for more, you can't actually dance all night. So after the very first preview in New Haven, the composers cut another 15 minutes of material.
One visit into the world, unfinished as you are, and already men are groveling at your feet.
It came right after Flower Girl Eliza Doolittle made her disastrous debut at the Ascot Races. She was ready to quit her lessons, so linguistics professor Henry Higgins, played last night by Nathan Spencer at the University of Sheffield, enticed her with visions of triumphs to come.
What'll happen 3 months hence at the ball, I can scarcely begin to imagine. There'll be jewels in every room.
The song that followed was performed exactly once at that first preview 59 years ago.
Come to the ball. Oh, come to the ball. It wouldn't be fair to the men who were there to deny them. The dreams you'll provide them. There even may be a dashing marquee. Feature by feature will swear you're the creature he's always prayed for. Single, stayed for. If you aren't there, his complete despair would be painful to see.
By the end of the song, Eliza's willing to continue with her lessons, and there follows a dream ballet. A nightmare, really, in which she resists her lessons. At one point, the script called for Higgins to be standing above her symbolically with a whip. Glad they cut that. And when she finally completes the lessons, she sings a little ditty to buck herself up. This cut song didn't go to waste. Lerner and Lowe recycled it for their musical Gigi a few years later. The five songs that were cut before rehearsals included a tune called Lady Liza, sung by Higgins and his buddy Pickering, Please Don't Marry Me for Higgins, and Shy, in which Eliza confesses she has feelings for her professor. The composers decided that wasn't true to George Bernard Shaw's original play, Pygmalion, so they replaced it with I Could Have Danced All Night, where she expresses excitement rather than affection. All of this was documented by the University of Sheffield's Dominic McHugh in his book Loverly, The Life and Times of My Fair Lady, after he found the music for the forgotten songs in an uncatalogued collection at the Library of Congress in 2008. In Sheffield's Firth Hall last night, he and the audience got to hear what might have been, but wasn't. Because, after all, you'd never get to the church on time with all those extra songs. I'm Bob Mondello.
And off by a wall, unnoticed by a wall, a man with a smile you could see for a mile will be standing, his dimensions expanding.